You'll find the subject of our meditation on this, the first Sabbath of a new year, in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, the chapter from which we were reading. Chapter 37 of the book of Psalms, and at verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. One of the dangers which a Christian has to guard against in his spiritual life is despondency. Look out into the world around us, and it would seem that there are many who live their lives without a thought of God. And these people appear to be getting on just as well and perhaps better than ourselves. Now this depression, which is a spiritual depression experienced by every Christian of some type or other in his experience, is no new thing in the history of the Church of God. We resort to the Word of God, and there we find it. We find it even in the psalm which we read. One of the psalms of David, wherein it tells us that he had seen the wicked, great in power, spread like a green bay tree. He passed where he was one. He was one who had experienced much prosperity, but he had obliterated the thought of God for his life. And even so strong a character as Elijah, just because he was threatened by an angry woman, threw himself under a Jupiter tree and requested that he might die. Now as far as the Jews were concerned, every devout Jew had the suffering of the prosperity of the wicked. It was one of the untold mysteries and difficulties of life. And of course, the problem was made more difficult for the Jews because there was no revelation of a future state of reward and punishment. But we know that we have Father and Lord, Jesus Christ, has made himself known, not only as the Savior of men, but also as the one who died and rose again, and therefore gave to every Christian an everlasting hope. So therefore, the future life of the Christian is no longer a dream. For we know that God will, in his own due time, if not here, at any rate afterwards, see that all things that are wrong shall be righted, and all injustices shall be redressed. Now we have in our text here a double precept, and the order is right. The two must go together, faith and doing good. Faith is that which prevents envy, and doing good drives envy away. So the exhortation from the Word of God to each one of us is, first, in the world and do good. In other words, faith. Have faith in God. Surely we can trust the Word. Our duty towards our God is to put our whole trust in Him. Not merely to trust Him when life seems to be vague and functional. Not merely when everything seems to turn out successfully for us. But also in the clouded horizon, when the sky is black with failure, when there is the darkened experience of terror, we are to trust in the Lord. In sunshine and in gloom, in prosperity and in adversity, in darkness and in light. Trust in the Lord. But when we have the faith in God, we as the psalmist tells us here, we wait patiently on the Lord, so that the Lord might show to us the way out of all our perplexities. A great, great demand will be made upon our patience, because we cannot do what we want at once, or because of some obstacle put in our way, in the way of our Christian progress. So that we can become frustrated. And we can very often give up through impatience. And when this happens, we are not trusting in the Lord. Now in such a mood as this, we sympathize with the servant in the parable who wanted to pull up the tail at once. We have to lose sight of the fact that evil has a place in this world and in some mysterious way a what to do. So we have need of patience. If we are truly to trust in the Lord, if we are truly to exercise faith in the Lord, if we are to succeed in our acknowledgement of the Lord, and so go on facing life with a triumphant knowledge that come what may, the Lord will see that everything shall work together for good to them that love the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust not in man, for man will always fail. trusted of God. And we shall be assured that he shall work out all things for our eternal good. So we have need not only of patience, we have need of faith. But then the psalmist speaks here about doing good. But not only are we to trust in God, but we are to do good. We are, in other words, we are to go out into the pathway of duty and do that which lies right to our hands, and do it with all our might. Now this is exactly what God told Elijah to do. He said to Elijah, return on thy way. Trust in me as your God, and I will see that that which you will do for me and for the glory of my name will certainly succeed. In other words, he was saying to Elijah, there is no use hiding under a Jupiter tree and bemoaning your failures. But rise up, trust in the Lord, and do good. Failures make our religion negative. Whereas we have to look upon the bright side, because we are trusting in the Lord. Is it not true that many regard the religion as something almost entirely negative? That we are apt to think that if we can't refrain from the grosser forms of sin, we are doing all that can be expected of us. In other words, we are content if we can go through life without, as we say, doing any harm. Friends, we have not been put into this world simply to do any, not to do any harm, but to do good. So we ask ourselves, is anyone in this world a little better for our having been here? Have we put faith into exercise by doing the will of the Lord, by doing good unto all men? Now it is very interesting to know that our Lord summed up all the commandments in a form no longer negative. Rather strictly positive. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy strength and with all thy might, and thy neighbor as thyself. Nothing negative about that. If we trust in God, and by his help, what then? If we, my friends, exercise faith in God, and take God with us, And by the strength which He alone can give to us, and the guidance which He alone can give to us, what then? We will leave results to God. God never asks from us anything in the nature of success. God wants faithfulness and obedience. He wants us to exercise faith in Him. He wants us to lean upon His almighty arm. Be ye faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life, which fadeth not away. Be ye faithful. God doesn't say, be ye successful. Be ye faithful. In His mercy, the Lord our God is asking of us something that is within our grasp. Being faithful. Leaving results to God Himself. That we should not, my friends, get into our thinking that God at any time is us, have the taskmaster. All that He is demanding of us is that we do to others what He Himself would have us do and would have us do. That's what God wants. You know, my friend, there is nothing like success or something. Success appeals to us. But that is not what God wants. God moves deeper than that which is out. God looks into the heart of man. He doesn't trouble Himself about outward success. God scrutinizes the motives. What do we have in view? What is to be the end product? Is it to the glory of God? Or to our own glory and honor? God marks all our efforts. Though, my friend, our efforts may often be crowned with failure, time and time again, the duty faithfully performed is ours. The results are God's. Is, my friends, there any text more full of comfort, more stimulating to effort than that spoken of a poor, simple woman at whom many pointed the finger of scorn? Remember the words of old God, let her alone. She hath done what she could. It's not the amount, it is the motive. That woman of whom it was spoken, that woman did All she did for her world out of love. You and I do what we can under God and do it faithfully. Never mind the failures. We can leave results in the hands of God. Trust is of God and do good. This is my message to you on this Sabbath morning. First of all, what better can be expected of us than trusting in God? Then, my friends, we will know that whatever may be will be in God's hand. And when everything is in the hands of God, and we are trusting in that God of providence and grace, He will not only meet our material needs, but He will supply the riches of His grace and Christ for the satisfaction of our spiritual life. When, my friends, we trust in God's providence divine, trust in God's gracious aid, trust in His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior and Son, then our God will encourage us not only to honor the Lord by a walk, talk, and conversation, but we will seek the good of others. We will seek to do good, whatever we can or whoever we can. In so doing, we shall follow the wonderful example of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom it is said that He went about doing good. Trust therefore in the Lord. Trust in none other person. Trust in none other object. Trust only in the Lord, and He will encourage us to do what will be for His glory and for the good of others. Always remember that everything in the end is for God's money. So we leave everything in the hands of God, remaining faithful and obedient to Him, knowing that results are in the hands of God, and He will work everything for His own glory and for the good of all who trust in the Lord and faithfully serve Him. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah
is a very vast instrument. Let us pray. O Lord, we thank thee for that faith which belongs to thy believing people. A faith in God which enables them to meet the changes of life in life and the circumstances in which they may be placed. Knowing if that they have faith in him, he shall see to it that all shall bring honor to himself. We pray, O God, that thou may help us all as we go forward to the unknown future, trusting in him who will never fail us, that we may be faithful to him, obedient to his will, seeking at all times his glory. Follow with thy blessing, O Lord, our meditation upon thy word. Guide us by thy good spirit, pardoning all our many sins. For Jesus' sake, amen.